confusing, right?
Yeah.
Good, good, confusing piece of humor. Josh?
Just so we know.
Starting to see a pattern here. Okay, so let's see. Itmar. All right, I guess we don't have to do this whole thing with the gray run and everything. Basically, Rabba Paskin like Rav most of the time, except for a few cases where he passes like Shmuel, right? Okay, and one of them is over here. What's the case? Rav Omar ein madlikin miner l'ner, v'Shmuel Omar madlikin. Rav Omar ein matirin tzitzis mibeged lebeged, v'Shmuel Omar matirin mibeged lebeged. So that sounds like the same kind of a question. It's funny, like, Rashi doesn't really say what it is over here. And the Gemara over there doesn't really talk that much about it in Menachos. But Rashi over there seems to say it's also an idea of Bizoy. But it's a Bizoy to the first Beged.
Isn't it even worse, Bob? Because now you...
Because now you're destroying... Oh, that's what I want to say. There's no chiyuv to have tzitzis on the beggar.
It's
machlokas. Well, Tosas mentions that. Tosas mentions it's not totally on that machlokas. You could hold either way in that machlokas and still hold either way here. All right.
What's the case here? You're letting straight from one
neighbor. Oh, so that's the question. So let's see. So what's the question? What's the isser? What's the reason for Rav to say that it's usher to be madlik miner l'ner? Right? What's the reason of saying Madlika Minel in there? By the way, you saw the case of the Greira with the Sofs, the pulling the bench? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. One second. So I just want to point out one thing that I think is a misconception, common misconception, that everybody thinks, a lot of people think, the case of pulling the bench, right, that's like the classic case of Dov Shem Eskavim versus Psik Resha, that if you pull the bench, and you want to move the bench from one place to another on Shabbos, so if it's Vada going to make a ditch, so we say that it's also because of Psik Resha, right? That's also because of Psik Resha. But it's not an Issa D'Raisa. It's not an Issa D'Raisa. Because, as the Gemara says on Mem Vav and Beis, that Rashi says, he says, Leki Suri D'Raisa, the Chofer Kalachayadu. The chofer dom lo komon told the chorish chayav hanimili chofer kedarko. It's not an issa d'oraisa because it's still kalachar yad.
What does that mean?
It's not the normal way to make a ditch by dragging a bench. You know what I'm saying? So you see over here the idea of psik resha on the rabban. But everybody, I think most people think that would be an issa d'oraisa if you pull the bench and it makes the ditch. But
what's considered a ditch halachically?
What's considered a ditch halachically?
You did bore last year.
Something you can plant a seed in, let's say that. How's that?
Very small.
Very small. But it depends. Depends where it is. It's also good. But the point is, you should realize it's still halachayad. Not going to undo that. Anyway. So the Gemara says that what? Yosef ahu mei rabbanan kamei de rav ada bar rav av Yosef ekomar time of the rav mishum bizei mitzvah. So why does Rav say that you can't be madlik me nail and air? Why? Because of bizei mitzvah. Rashi time of the rav me nail and air mishum bizei mitzvah. She madlik kisem she eino min a mitzvah me nair shal mitzvah. So why is it the Bizei Mitzvah? because you're using, first you're lighting a stick that is not min mitzvah, and then you're going to light the other candles with that stick. But that first lighting, he's saying, is a bizui, because you're going from the ner shel mitzvah to something that's not min mitzvah. That itself is a bizui. Okay. And what would Shmuel hold?
Why is it to say menu madli kashar?
Because otherwise Shmuel would not be matir. Otherwise Shmuel would also agree with Asa. The only reason why Shmuel holds his mutter is because you're going to use it now to do other the other mitzvahs. But he's saying even though you're going ahead to light Hanukkah candles, since this kisem itself is not min mitzvah, that's a bizui. Okay, and Shmuel apparently would hold that. Well, how far did you go, by the way, in Shmuel? You get to the other side?
Yeah.
So like on the other side, Rashi sort of explains Shmuel more on the other side, right? Because he says, when he talks about the monies, he says it's just like the kisem, right? It's just like the kisem. He says, "Al v'kinsa de bizli hu moda halav avikiyufta dehanachti norm dechulin lo gufayu mitzvah v'yafagav de la mitzvah kaboyilu l'kinsa dami." So what's it like? It's saying it's not min a mitzvah, but it's for the mitzvah, right? That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Point to this bizui mitzvah. If you're gonna learn bizui mitzvah, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is that it's not min a mitzvah, but it's needed for it's for the mitzvah. So they're the same kind of case over there. The money is not min a mitzvah. The new money is not min a mitzvah, but it's in order to be poda more ma'aser sheni. And so too over here, the stick that you're using is not part of the mitzvah, but it's in order to be madlik more neros shel mitzvah. Okay? That's one way to understand the machlokas. So he says, Amalehu lo tatzisule. Don't listen to him. Time of the Rav, mishum deko makchish mitzvah. The reason for Rav to say it's usher is because you're makchish the mitzvah. What does that mean? You're like contradicting the mitzvah. You're taking away from the mitzvah. It's a strange Rashi. Demichsi keman deshakel nehura v'shoyv katzas milach luchis shumano. It looks like you're taking from the fire and drawing some of the oil. But are you? What do you mean? It looks like it. It's funny, Rashi. It looks like you're doing it.
If you actually did take from the oil, certainly that'd be awesome.
That would seem. That certainly that'd be awesome. What was funny, the Rashi, is it looks like it.
How does lighting?
In reality, of course, you're not actually taking away any of the oil by lighting.
So then, what's the problem?
Just in general, why is the oil brought up at all? Maybe you didn't say you're taking this flame. How are you affecting the oil by lighting?
So the oil is huksel mitzvah also. I mean, the oil is huksel mitzvah. So you definitely can't take that oil and use it for latkes. There's no question about that. It's huksel mitzvah.
I mean, physically, in other words, you have oil in the bottom of the wick coming out. You're just touching this twig to the flame on top of the wick. What does that do with the oil below?
Oh, I mean, factually, how is it? How is it?
I can understand you want to argue. You're
well, he's saying there, that. I guess he's saying. It's a good question. I guess he's saying that the greater fire is going to cause more draw on the oil. A bigger fire on the top is going to cause more draw.
That's why it looks like you're taking oil.
What else, I don't think he means you're. It looks like you're hitting, scooping into the oil level. It's the lachluchas of the shumai. Where's the lachluchas of the shumai? Mashma in the wick. I mean, how does the wick go? How does the oil go up the wick? Is it purely capillary action, or is it some sort of?
This is not knowledge that was like.
Not knowledge that was given to you.
No.
Well, I mean, they were very good observers. They were very good observers. Well, what do we know now?
But, I mean, it's really complicated.
I mean, we don't know now either. We don't know now either. All right. This is, how about just a simple thing? Does, is it more than just capillary action? That's all I want to know. I don't care how complicated it is. So I want to know if it's more than capillary action or not.
What's capillary action?
Capillary action is too complicated. Capillary action is if you take a thin, what do you call it? Tube. Like a thin tube.
If you put a straw in like a drink, you see like it goes up somewhat more
than
the level of the water.
But if it were very, very thin, it would go up a lot.
It's the same thing that happens if you take a paper towel and put it in water. It's going
to
spread throughout the paper towel.
If you take a paper towel, right, it'll go up. It'll go up. Right? You ever notice that sometimes you make, sometimes when I make tea, and you keep the tea bag, the string outside, it starts dripping down. Yeah. How? It goes up, and then it comes back down. How did it go up? Capillary action.
Osama, wouldn't it be more than capillary
action? Capillary action just means we don't know why it works. That's what it means. It's not a cause. Capillary action is not the reason why it works.
Natural selection.
But there is a phenomenon of this anti-gravity motion.
Pretty good label, I don't know.
In capillaries. Like... Capillaries are very small tubes. Like in your veins, right? You go from veins to capillaries?
To venules.
To venules?
Vein, venules, capillaries.
Capillaries, okay.
What you're asking is it that...
So anyway, my question is, now the oil rises into through the wick, right? Now that could be just a matter of capillary action, and then it gets burnt up so more keeps coming. Yeah, I mean, eventually it's going to fill up, but if it's burning, then there's room for more, right? Like turnover. Or do you say that that's not enough to explain how the oil draws at that rate? I have no idea. I'm just curious.
So does the wick burn itself or just the oil?
The wick does not burn. I mean, at first it burns. But that's bad. That's why it's a malacha to make a pechem. Not good to light a wick that's new. A used wick is a better wick. It's like a coal, like a char. They char the wicks first. Because, it's really the oil. The wick is just a delivery mechanism for the oil.
As opposed to letting the oil direct on fire, which would just burn the whole thing up instantly.
Well, I guess you need the oil to be in a certain state to burn.
So it wouldn't work even?
Probably would. I don't think it would work.
What?
You need like a sort of a vaporized, closely to a vaporized state for the
concentration of acid.
Right, like liquid gas, it's the vapors that they combust, really, right? When you get those giant explosions, anyway.
Internal combustion.
Licht.
According to this, then you are actually using more oil. It's not just that it appears like it. That means you are creating a bigger flame, and it is causing.
Oh, so that was really an explanation I was suggesting that. If you have a bigger flame, then it would draw more.
Right, but I'm just saying that it's not mechzi anymore.
No, it is mechzi because the bigger flame is really coming from your wick.
And there are only one at the time that you light it, just one flame. Right?
Yeah, but when you're lighting it, it becomes one big flame. Good question.
Because I don't understand what's the answer to this question. It is not mechzi, is it?
No, because there's two sources. If it was one
source,
if there
was just a big flame on the candle itself, that would be drawing more.
If it was just a bigger flame on the candle, that would definitely be drawing more. But it's a bigger flame because there are two sources. Right?
It looks like the case.
But it looks like you're making a bigger flame is causing the... what does it mean you're taking the... Why is that a problem? That's a good question, too. That's the original question. What does he mean? Well, let me ask this, Lynn. What does it mean he's not, he's shokil nahura? What does that mean? He took the flame?
Okay.
Huh? That's like, isn't that the mashal with Moshe and the Zakenim? That he was like a candle, he was like a fire, and each one was lit from him. Yeah. And just like the fire doesn't, just like the candle doesn't get smaller when you light other candles.
You see, they hold on to each other slower.
And yes.
So you don't really take the fire. You don't take the fire. Fire is not half as big as it was before. But it looks like it. It has that appearance. Here's the flame, and now you're taking from the flame. That's because you're being marbled al achluchas of the Shemen.
But it's not because people think you're taking that.
So he's saying, flame, but he's saying it really goes back to the Shemen.
Well, Rashi seems to be... I mean, why does he put in the fire and the Shemen? That's a good question. Why does he throw in the fire and the Shemen? Michsi command the shokel nehura vishoiv. Is the shoiv ktsas the essential thing? And the taking the fire looks like you shoiv ktsas?
Well, he's just in the fact that's how it comes about. You know, through using the nair.
Or he's just being like non-committal over here. I don't know. I don't know. Let's keep that in mind. But that's a kushi mitzvah. That you're in some way taking from this entity. Right? You're in some way diminishing the entity.
So that means to say the whole kushi mitzvah.
Okay, but hold on. You're getting very complicated. We're going to see. The Gemara's going to tell you 1 second. So it says, my benayu. So what's the difference if you hold that reason of madlikin minel ner is bizui mitzvah, or if you hold a kushi mitzvah? Okay, that's your original question, David. The difference would be if you go from candle to candle directly. Okay? So if you hold that the iser of being madlik minel ner is an iser of bizui mitzvah, then that's only when you're using a stick in between. Because that's not min a mitzvah. But if you go directly min el and er, then you're going from mitzvah to mitzvah. Everything is min a mitzvah. Okay? Rashi, maybe ner, etzel ner. Vishtam shal mitzvah, alo b'kisei. Okay? It doesn't matter apparently which ner goes to which ner. But, the Gemara goes into that later. About, if you hold hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. But he's saying over here, conceptually though, that if it's miner l'ner, so then you'll say it's not a bizei mitzvah. Because everything is being used for mitzvah. It's right. But if you hold akhushi mitzvah, mishraga l'shraga nami aser. So that's an interesting difference between bizei mitzvah and akushi mitzvah, right? Bizei mitzvah doesn't mind another mitzvah, but akushi mitzvah doesn't care what it's being used for, right? You don't say akushi mitzvah for another mitzvah is okay, but bizei mitzvah for another mitzvah is okay. Or maybe you take issue with that terminology. It's not bizei mitzvah. But, so that's what you'd say, Mustafa. You'd say, miner l'ner is not a bizei mitzvah. Right? But it's still a chushi mitzvah. So you don't say that it's not a bizei mitzvah for a mitzvah. It's not a bizei mitzvah at all. But, so for a mitzvah is not matir the thing. Right, it's not matir the iser. It just removes that shame of bizui. But it's always a chushi mitzvah. Right, that you can't take away from it.
According to the side of bizui, does the whole faction that this physical process we were just discussing doesn't occur? We just don't care.
Okay, good. So now, which one includes the other? Right, so in other words, if you hold bizui mitzvah, then apparently you don't care about akhushi mitzvah. Which seems somewhat counterintuitive. Right. Because you would think that akhushi mitzvah is worse than bizui mitzvah. Bizui mitzvah is just, you know, you're just not using, it's just one that's just not being used for the right reason. But akhushi mitzvah is actually taking away from the thing itself. So it's somewhat counterintuitive to say that you hold not a problem to take away from the thing, but you can't use it for something else. You think if you can't use it for something else, you certainly can't take away from it, right? But you're right. It comes out that Bizui Mitzvah is, I'm going to use a certain terminology at the risk of confusing everybody, is worse than Achushi Mitzvah. Worse. Why? Because you can hold Bizui Mitzvah and not hold Achushi Mitzvah. So that means Bizui Mitzvah is a worse thing. Right? I was right about that, right?
Yeah. Every time with me. But,
No, it's worse. It's a worse of a worse violation of mitzvah to do a Bizui Mitzvah than to do a Achushi Mitzvah. Right? Because the Gemara says later also that if you hold that the Machlokis is on a Achushi Mitzvah, right, then everybody agrees Bizui Mitzvah is Asur. Even Shmuel. Right? But if you hold the Machlokis is Bizui Mitzvah, then everybody holds Achushi Mitzvah is okay. Strange. Yeah.
Going from Nair to Nair, why was Achushi Mitzvah a problem?
Because it still is actually taken away from this Nair.
Like, why does it matter? It's still being used for the Mitzvah. It's still being used to be in the parson. Like, who cares?
Right. So that is one possibility you could say. You could say, you know, if you learn that Achushi Mitzvah means you're taking away from Mitzvah in general, so then you can say, I'm not really taking away from mitzvah in general. It's just going from here to here. Right? There's still the same amount of mitzvah going on. You know, it's not a chushi mitzvah to take from this mitzvah to this mitzvah. There's a net, there's a zero. But that's not the way it says. A chushi mitzvah means this entity has an idea of mitzvah. And a chushi mitzvah is viewed by this entity on its own. Doesn't matter what it's going for. That's not going to change the fact that this mitzvah was reduced in some way.
No,
but Bizui, you can say it's not a Bizui at all. In other words, by Bizui mitzvah, you can say it's not a Bizui at all. But by a Achushi mitzvah, you can't say that it wasn't a Hakasha of this Nair. It was. You just say, but there was a good reason why I did it. I did it for a good reason. In other words, if I say Bizui mitzvah, then part of the Bizui is that the very Bizui is that it's not for a good reason. That is the Bizui, that it's being used for a mundane thing. But doing it for a mitzvah is not a ma'isa bizui at all. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's not a ma'isa bizui at all. There's no idea that it's not saying that every use is a bizui, but some bizuyim are mutter. If it's a bizui for a mitzvah, it's mutter. No, it's not a bizui at all. But hakasha, it's always a kushi mitzvah. That's an apparent reality. Right? I mean that literally, but we're not going to be matir this because it's a good reason. Yes.
Forgetting even the reasoning behind it, how are you detracting in any way? Like you just.
Well, that was the Rashi. That's the Rashi.
I still don't get it.
We don't get it, but that's the Rashi.
No one gets it.
We have to accept that for right now. We have to accept that that there's an idea of Achushi Mitzvah. The way Rashi is explaining it is that it's an apparent reality. It looks like you're taking away from the mitzvah. Okay? But that's a good question for 10 minutes ago. But now we're past that.
No, I thought you guys had it.
No. We're all in the same boat here. Yeah.
What's the source that you can't have Achushi Mitzvah? Bizui Mitzvah, we have Kisei Adam. That I understand,
right.
But who says this?
Right. That's a good question. Right. Is that also, is it really also a form of Bizui? But in a different way.
And according to Rashi, is this whole thing of Bizui only going... If you hold Mutter L'Shanah Rosh Lahora, or even if you hold Asur this night, you might say this would be Mutter without Bizui Mitzvah. But light from there to there.
Okay, that's a good question. Let's think about this carefully over here.
I'm just wondering, Rashi's idea of the Asur and Mutter L'Shanah Rosh Lahora is the Hecker. So I'm wondering,
right?
Would this
So this has nothing to do with it, right? This has nothing to do with it.
You wouldn't say it was, if you hold us to the Shamash Torah, so you need a hecker, you wouldn't say this, that it would lack in hecker if you're lighting from
that's right.
From there to there.
That's right. Seems so, it's nothing to do with it. Yeah. So what do you say? I mean, the Sela case is just an elaboration, right? You want to do that case? I mean, I don't know. I guess it adds a little bit of explanation. Let's do the Sela case. It does give a little bit more to the other side. It says Mesav Rav Aviyah Sela Shel Meiser. His question is, does it say Sela? What does it say? Sela. What is it going to say? Dimei?
Dinui?
You can't use that word. Anyway, Sela Shel Meiser. Who's at the laser? The laser.
Yeah, it's Dalad Nun Vav.
Where is it? Your mind's also.
Dalad Nun Vav Yud Yud? What is that?
Where is it? It's Dinare.
Dinare. Huh?
Where?
That wouldn't really make sense because the Sela is like 40 now.
What do you say?
No, just
the last two words of the...
on the left side.
Right. Dinare I heard of. What Dinuye?
Dinuye.
Noy. I don't know how to say Noy. Anyway. Sela Shel Meiser Sheni Ein Shoklin Kenegdo Dinare Zohar. Okay, Rashi. Meiser Sheni Dinorin Shechilel Alein Meiser Sheni. So, what does it mean... What does it mean, a Sela of Meiser Sheni? It means money that you were Mechalel on them, Meiser Sheni. In other words, you opposed them, Meiser Sheni, with these monies. Ein Shoklin Kinegdon Dinorin Shelchulin Liros Sheyu Shleimim. So you can't now use those Dinorim that have the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni to wait.
What's the term?
That means you make the Meiser Sheni Chulin.
Oh, yeah, the money now is Kodesh.
That's right. The money was Kodesh, and now you're Machalo them. Machalo that. Did I say the money? The food was Kodesh. The food was Kodesh. And then you're Machalo the food on the Meiser. Through the Meiser. Transferring the Kedusha. Correct. So now the Meiser have a din of. The money has a din of Meiser Shein. So now you can't take those dinarim of Meiser Sheni to weigh out. Other dinarim of chulin to see if they're whole. Now, why do you want to see if they're whole? Va'afilu l'chalal of ma'aser sheni acher. Even if you want to use the money of chulin to be poed them more ma'aser sheni, right? Correct. Now let's do that. Iyam b'shlamaki p'divav Shmuel mi'er l'ner ova b'kinsa aser Shmuel. So if you're going to say that what? That Rav and Shmuel are arguing directly, minir l'nir. That's machlokas on what? Akhushi mitzvah. Right? If you're going to say that Rav holds from Akhushi mitzvah and Shmuel does not hold from Akhushi mitzvah, then what? But Shmuel would agree that you can't use the kinsa. Right? It changed its name over here. Can't use the kinsa. Why? Because then he would agree to bizei mitzvah. So for some reason, if Rav and Shmuel are arguing about achushi mitzvah, right? Then he has to agree to bizei mitzvah. For some reason, if Shmuel holds achushi mitzvah is not a problem, he must at least hold bizei mitzvah is a problem, right? Because it's worse. But if they were arguing about bizei mitzvah, and Shmuel held there's no bizei mitzvah, right, then he's certainly not going to hold achushi mitzvah, because then Rav wouldn't even hold achushi mitzvah. Okay, so anyway, so he says that if you're going to say they're arguing about ner l'ner, meaning achushi mitzvah, so then Shmuel would agree that the kinsa is aser, then halo tavi tiyufta. Then this gemara, this brice is not a problem. Eli amar pitkinso nami shari. But if you're going to say that Shmuel holds that even the kinso is mutter, meaning to say that they're arguing on Gizli Mitzvah.
What? I thought you wanted us to say it. You gave a little pause. You're waiting for us to come.
I was trying to remember it myself. But I appreciate the help. No, you're right. You're right. It's just the tune threw me off. So then what? So then it's a tiyufta. Then it's a tiyufta. Why? Let's see Rashi. Iyam bishul makipu yirav shmul miner l'ner mamish. That they're really arguing directly near l'ner. V'lo b'kisim b'ahu d'shari u'b'ahu d'shari shmuel d'lo chayesh l'akushim. Funny expression, right? That what? That really they're only arguing on miner l'ner. Rav holds from akushi mitzvah, and Shmuel isn't choshesh for akushi mitzvah. Funny expression.
Right.
What do you mean he's not chayesh for akushi mitzvah? It's like what? What does that mean? What does that mean he's not chayesh for it? It's not that he's not goreish it, right? It's not that he doesn't hold from it. Sounds like saying it's not that he doesn't hold from the idea of Achushi Mitzvah.
It's just not a problem.
But it's not a problem here. Maybe that's why Rashi was being so, you know, vague about the Michsi. If it was a reality, then it could be Rashi saying everybody would agree. The only thing is here, it's just a Michsi. So now you can have a Machlokas, so are you Chayesh for it or not? I don't know exactly what that means either, but... But Rashi doesn't like that idea, apparently, to say that that what? That there's no concept of Achushi Mitzvah. I mean, like John was saying, if it comes from Bizei Mitzvah, then how could you just ignore it? And it does seem more primary. Okay, so let's keep that in mind, too. But anyway, so if you're going to say that they're only arguing minyan l'ner, oh, well, b'kinsa de bizuihu moda, but Shmuel will agree that you can't use the kinsa, because that's a bizui, ha lav havi tiyufta. So then this b'ris is not a refutation. Why? Da'anach dinorim de chulin, these dinorim of chulin. Which dinorim are these? Which dinar are we talking about? No.
Zav.
Right. The ones that are chulin now,
right?
The ones that you want to weigh, that you want to be mechala more meiser on,
right?
Those are what? They're not lo gufayu mitzvah. They're not a mitzvah, right? Lo gufayu mitzvah. V'afagav dila mitzvah kaboivu, even though you need the money to perform the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Sheni, right? L'kinsa dami, they're really just like the stick. Right? So if you're going to say that what? That the stick is mutter according to Shmuel, right? So then why is it us to use these monies according to Shmuel? Why is it us to weigh out this money according to Shmuel? If it's a bizui to take a twig and light it from a Ner Chanukah in order to be madlik another Ner Chanukah, if that is mutter, so why shouldn't it be mutter to take chulin money and use Ma'aseh Sheni money to weigh it out in order to use that money to be potent more Ma'aseh Sheni? That's the Gemara's question. Right? Eliyahu b'kinsa nami shari Shmuel ho v'tzarach mitzvahu. So if you're going to say that by the kinsa Shmuel says it's mutter, right? Like I just said, why would he say that? Because he has an idea of tzarach mitzvah. Right? And as long as you are doing it, litzorech mitzvah, it's mutter. If that's Shmuel's concept, right, that as long as it's litzorech mitzvah, it's mutter, ha havi tiyufta, the aser lishkol, then this, then the brisa of Asur Lishkol is in Tiyufta. We have a gav Tzorach Mitzvah. Right? Because it's in Tiyufta, because it's saying over here that it's Asur Lishkol, even though it's Lishkol Mitzvah. Right? So aside for the, forget about the complications with the case, but what he, what's Rashi revealing a little bit more? He's revealing a little more of the Tam of Shmuel in Madlikin with the Kinsa. That what? That Shmuel holds as long as it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, it's not a Bezer Mitzvah. Right? And that's why he said originally, you're gonna light the other candles with it. But Rav holds that even though it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, ultimately, this is directly not a mitzvah. Right? Yeah, so the Gemara answers over here that it's Gzeira. Really, you're right, it'd be mutter. The only thing is Gzeira, that you might not use that money for Ma'aseh Sheni, and then it would turn out that it was a Bezer. But in terms of the Svaras of Rav and Shmuel, they're the same.
Just do you say that the objective of mitzvah is enough to say that it's not a problem?
So this I do agree. This is a particularly confusing piece of Gemara because you have a question about what the machlokas is. Right? Is the machlokas on the kinsa or is the machlokas on minyanya? So you have two things. One question is there such an idea as achushi mitzvah, or is there only an idea of bizei mitzvah? Right? And then, if you hold from bizei mitzvah, what is bizei mitzvah? Right? Is it dafka kinsa? Is it dafka... What? Now I'm confused. The question is, what is Bezer Mitzvah, right?
Torah Mitzvah, is that still in
Is it what?
No, it's just Torah Mitzvah, but it's not directly to for a Mitzvah, is that still considered
right.
Bezer Mitzvah?
Right. If it's Torah Mitzvah, but not directly, is it still, is that a Bezer Mitzvah? So there is a certain feeling just throwing up your hands. It's just too complicated. It's just too confusing.
Next.
Pieces, small pieces. Yeah, so what do you say? How do we approach this? How do you want to approach it? You got to find an opening. Yeah.
Can we just start with like the basic question of what is Bezer Mitzvah?
Okay, well, you missed that yesterday. Were you here?
No, I wasn't here.
I mean, did you hear it? No?
No.
Okay. Go ahead. You want to take a stab at it?
No, I don't have an idea, but I'm just saying that it's confusing because by the Kisei Adam, the Bezoi is in the Maisa HaMitzvah.
Is in the Maisa HaMitzvah, correct.
And here it's a different type of Bezoi because you already did the Hadlaka.
That's correct.
So what's the unifying idea of the Bezoi Mitzvah?
That's correct. Avu on the kulon is dam. That's the source. But it is different. It's true. As we said the other day, you weren't here at all. We did this stuff. When did we start this? Last week, right?
I was here.
Yeah. So you said that's like that's showing a. That's showing a disdain for the performance of the mitzvah, right? Like you're doing it grudgingly. You do it with your foot. That's a
It's like a halacha negavra. You can't be a mevaza.
So that's.
Is that what you're saying? You can't show it.
Well, the Gemara is showing you mitzvah bezuyo sova, but. We're saying I'm just defining where the bezoi, what aspect is the bezoi in. So like you're saying, the bezoi over there is in the Maisa mitzvah. Right? But you're saying the performance of this mitzvah is something that is distasteful to me. I recognize I have to do it. I'm doing it. But you're making a statement about the performance of the mitzvah. Right? That's a certain bezoi. Over here, you're right. The guy did the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah. But what is he doing?
It's hard to say he's making a statement if it's the tzarech. That's the difficulty. according to the shita that holds, here you're lighting it with tzorach the other ones, so how could you say he's making a statement?
So you want to start with the machlokas of the bizei mitzvah machlokas. You want to start with that one. Rav holds kinsa is a bizei, and Shmuel holds kinsa is not a bizei.
Sure.
Okay, that's a good place to start. So what do you say? So you like Shmuel. You like Shmuel. Because Shmuel is saying, as long as the Gavra is... I mean, everybody agrees that for a mitzvah it's not a bizui. Because even Rav would say, minir l'ner is not a problem. Right? Even Rav agrees, minir l'ner is not a problem. So, as long as it's for another mitzvah, that's not a bizui. It's only a bizui, apparently, when it's what? When it's for something mundane. Right? So what's the problem if I use the kinsa in between? It's still a tzarech mitzvah. Right? So what were you saying?
So maybe the machlokes, maybe that's machlokes. Is the bizei hadam. I mean, it's...
Go ahead.
Is bizei halacha in a maisa?
Is the
problem to have a mice of bizoy, or is the problem that the gaber can't be mevazeh mitzvos?
And how is he mevazeh mitzvos? Not through a mice?
No. So that's the point. So through a mice, the gaber is mevazeh. But over here, that even though he's doing a mice of chol, you can't call the gaber mevazeh because his objective is mitzvah. His personal objective is mitzvah, so you can't say he's a mevazeh. But if you say that the iser is a maisa of bizoy, so if you isolate the maisa, the maisa does have the character of bizoy because it's not l'shem mitzvah.
And what's the other way?
Why can't maisa recognize the objective of?
Wait, I don't understand the other way. The other way is that what? Is that the gavra can't be a mevazeh?
Yeah.
But if he does a maisa of bizoy, why isn't he a mevazeh?
Meaning the whole idea of objective only registers in the category of gavra, I'm saying. The idea of, like, that's his personal objective. Like, in terms of his framework, he's not a mevazeh, because that's his personal objective.
Why should his kavana
to use this for other mitzvos,
right,
shouldn't register in terms of a maisa? It's not gonna change the
character. Okay. So now you're going. So you are admitting to my question.
Yeah.
So how do you? So now you're gonna have to go back to saying, is this a maisa of bizoy or not?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That he would agree that it's a maisa of bizoy. If you look at the maisa isolated, it's a maisa bizoy. But that's not the problem of bizoy mitzvah. The problem of bizoy mitzvah is that maisa registers, creates a gavra who's a mevazeh. And over here, that maisa is not going to create that type of gavra because his objective is his l'shem mitzvah.
And Rav holds.
Rav holds the problem is the maisa of bizoy per se.
So you mean everybody agrees the mice of a bizui?
Correct, but that's not the problem. That's not the iser of bizui.
Is that
or
the
mitzvah.
Problem?
That's the problem.
Is that the iser?
Is that the iser of bizui mitzvah?
Shmuel says you can do a mice of bizui as long as it doesn't reflect back on you as a mavaz. I have a hard time understanding though. I mean, what about nail and air? What about nail and air going to Rav? Is that a mice of bizui that is mutter?
Nail and air. Yeah. You struggle with stronger. Nail and
same
air.
Thing.
I mean both mitzvahs.
Is Rav, what's up? Rav say that's also a maisa of bizui, but it's just mutter now?
No, that's not bizui.
That's not a bizui at all.
Yeah.
That's not a bizui at all.
That's what you're saying for not bizui at all.
Right, that's not a bizui at all, according to Rav. So
Lekuliyama. It's not bizui.
Lekuliyama is not bizui. But when you use the kisame, that is a maisa of bizui. Right? That is a maisa of bizui. And Shmuel holds that what? I mean, it just seems difficult for me to say that Shmuel would say you can do a Maisa of Bizoy as long as it doesn't make you into a what?
Well, because a Maisa, because Shmuel doesn't, it's not a halachic Maisa of a Maisa Bizoy. Meaning, that's like a descriptive term for Shmuel. There's no idea, there's no...
So let me hear from Shmuel's perspective. What's Shmuel's perspective over here?
Shmuel's perspective is that the only halachic category of Bizoy is the Gavra. So over here, you're not going to say it's a Maisa Bizoy. That's not a halachic Maisa in Shmuel's framework.
Yeah, Levi?
I was just saying maybe the question is that everyone abuses like a certain idea of Bizoy, which means that you're relating to the mitzvah like as your own personal use. But the question is, in the formulation of the actual Isser itself, does it actually have to have like a... In order for it to be us, or does it have to have like a character of your own like personal objective in it, or is it just formulated as like a technical isser? Like, do you say no? It doesn't matter that your objective is a mitzvah because this thing itself is not a goof, is not goof a you know mitzvah. And does it actually have to have like the so to speak like the tom behind it as part of the character of the maisa itself? Or do you say that it doesn't matter that your objective is mitzvah?
If I would just borrow Rashi's terminology, it would be that Rav holds it has to be mina mitzvah, right? And Shmuel holds it has to be litzarach mitzvah. But the only thing I'm giving you a hard time about, John, is that it would seem that Shmuel is going to say if it's litzarach mitzvah, it's not a bizer at all. In other words, you're right with the Gavra, but it would seem to me that the Gavra has to come, that the Gavra is also important in defining this Maisa. Yeah.
I just want to move in that direction. Yeah. You said that not that it goes by the Gavra, but that you have to include an element of the Gavra such that the Gavra can define what is the Maisa here. So when you do that, it's not, according to Rav, the Maisa is just lighting the Kinsa. And once that's one physical activity, that's done. So that's a bizoy mitzvah, because now, you know, that's not for a mitzvah, I'm fine. But according to Shmuel, you take the gavra's objective, and that defines what the maisa is. So here it's one extended maisa of lighting the kinsa, but then the kinsa lighting the next nair is included
so
as part of
the maisa. Let me ask you a question. Let's be simple, okay? So it would seem now that in one framework, lighting the kinsa is considered a maisa of bizoy. And in another way of looking at things, the lighting the kinsa is really just tzorach mitzvah, right? What, can we elaborate on those two frameworks? Can we identify those two frameworks?
What's wrong with gavra maisa? I mean, I don't understand why that doesn't answer the question. Meaning, in the framework of the gavra, it's not a maisa of bizoy, because in his framework, he has an objective. You look at his personal objective.
So then what do you call that thing? In other words, what bothers me is saying the Gavra doesn't help me define what he just did.
You call that a Heksher Mitzvah. You call that, meaning like, you call that like a Maisa that facilitates Kiyama Mitzvah.
Meaning still you involvement in the
Mitzvah. What's that involvement?
Right. Hisaskas.
Can't get away with this.
It's an involvement. Okay. Shmuel would agree if you just down light something, it would definitely be easy. It's also easy. In In other words, oh yeah, I hear what you're saying. In other words, no, just in terms of defining the, what I was just asking, so you'd say that in terms of a maisa, it's not a maisa of mitzvah. In terms of a maisa, meaning to say, just viewing this cause and effect as an independent thing, it's not a maisa of mitzvah. You wouldn't make a bracha lalik neshal Chanukah when you light the kinsa, right? But in terms of what? In terms of the tashmish, it is a tashmish of mitzvah. He is an osek b'mitzvah. That is true. He is an osek b'mitzvah. So, in other words, you could say like this, that in terms of bizui ha-mitzvah, the question is it bizui ha-mitzvah in terms of the tashmishei haner? Or the maisei haner? Now, I'm just trying to pull it out of the gavra a little bit. I mean, because even though you say gavra, you're still going to have to give me definitions of when the gavra is a mevazeh, and it has to go by his actions. I mean, I think it comes down to the same thing, but it would seem that it should come from the
gavra goes by objective.
The gavra goes by objective, but that means that you can. That means that you can. There's a whole different. That means that it's not just the particular use of the of this nair that we're talking about. Bizui mitzvah is not in terms of the particular immediate use. It's in terms of the nair. It's in terms of the. I mean, let's think. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say that you can take the nair. You can say the nair is involved in a tashmish shel mitzvah, even though it's not the direct kiyama mitzvah. But the maisa haner can be a maisa of not shel mitzvah. But it can be involved in a tashmish shel mitzvah. Because tashmish is an idea of that the gavra is an idea that the gavra is misader, a seder over here. And from beginning to end, it's going to have a certain quality. Maisa is just a thing in itself. I do agree you have to make recourse to the gavra, but making recourse to the gavra is in terms of saying that this is it makes sense if you look at the not just the maisa of the nair, but what type of use that it's involved in.
Redefining as not being a maisa bizui, and now it's since it's for tashmish.
So the question is, which aspect of the nair is the iser bizui on? Is it in terms of the maisa nair or the tashmish nair? Oh, let's think about it a little bit. One second. I mean, it could be you're right. That's really the underlying question, though. Is bizui a mitzvah? Is there such an idea of a bizui a mitzvah in the cheftza itself? Or is it always in terms of the gavra? But that's going to be the nafkamina. If it's in terms of the cheftza does not know what the third step is. In terms of the chefza, you can't say this chefza. In terms of the chefza, you have to look at it at the immediate effect, because there's no mitzaref from the second to the third step in terms of the chefza, right? But in terms of the gavra, then you would say it's formulated in terms of the tashmish of the nair, not in terms of its maisa. But what I wanted was in terms of more of an idea in terms of the types of the use of the nair. Yeah, one second. Just give me one second.
See, Akhushi mitzvah seems to be going even further into the Nair as an entity. Now, at this point, it seems like a question of whether you hold from the idea of Bizoy in the... the idea of Bizoy, according to Rav over here, seems to be making the Heftza almost like a Kedusha. Right? And that's Shmuel is arguing on. He's saying you can never reduce the Heftza to an entity on its own that is going to answer a Maisa per se. It's always going to have to be the entity as your... It's always going to be the entity as an entity of Tashmish. You can't make it like a mundane object that just has regular Tashmish. But as long as the Tashmish is for Kedusha, it's not a mundane thing. But if you're going to say Akhushi mitzvah, then you're saying even for another mitzvah, it's not going to be mutter. Means say that the Heftza itself, not even in terms of its maisa, just in terms of the guf hadover, has a certain kedusha.
Right, like that the whole entity is just like removed.
So then you would say that even though Shmuel would disagree with that, but he still would agree that there is an idea of the entity in terms of its maisa. It seems like there's three levels here. There's the tashmish of the thing, right? Then there's the maisa of the thing, and then there's the thing itself. And we're saying that if you're going to hold, that's why... If you hold Akhushi mitzvah, if you hold the machlokis is only on Akhushi mitzvah, they wouldn't be arguing on Akhushi mitzvah unless they already agreed that the maisa itself is asa. Right? So then even though Shmuel would say Akhushi mitzvah is not a problem, but he would definitely, that would be because he holds it just can't go that far. Can't go so far that the guf hadavar is like a kedusha. But as long as it's always in reference to its maisa, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you wouldn't be able to go with the kinsa, according to Shmuel. That's right, right? But if you hold that the question is guf versus is maisa versus tashmish, then they all seem to be agreeing. You can never get down to the heft itself. Right?
Yeah.
That far you can never get. I know, it is funny, right? Sounds
but
like...
It's like you're saying it's like an extension of the... You're saying it's really part of Bizoy in some way. It's like an extension of the idea of Bizoy. Like, it's extensive. I don't know.
That's a good question. Let's think about it in this framework a little bit. Then we'll try to do Rashba tomorrow. Finish up the Rashba.
The Rashban, the one you did yesterday.
We stopped up to the point where we got to discuss the near issue. But you know, what's interesting is we're here. What's interesting is the beg of the beggars. You have that little tosis, Rav Omar.
The brisket tosis.
Is that brisket tosis?
I mean, he says gavur chetza. I don't know. I looked that quickly.
He wants to say that the question of beged lebeged is different, and the question of beged lebeged is not totally on whether you hold that the mitzvah is a chiv on the gavra or a chiv on the beged. Because it would seem that if you hold a chiv on the beged,
you don't need bezuah, are you?
Then you're really destroying the mitzvah. But that doesn't for some reason doesn't play a role. I will start with the Rashba. Listen, think about this idea. Think about this idea.
It's possible to say that, like, in the Bezer, that the machlokus between Rav and Shmuel comes down to, like, there was Shmuel's, Rav's idea that it's, that it just goes by the Maisa, is like, halakhically, it's like a simpler way of formulating it. Just like when the Maisa itself, like, defined as mundane, then that's Usser. But in terms of like the whole idea of bizoy, it really doesn't make sense to asa that as long as his, you know, his auspice is one of the mitzvah. So it's like a question of like which way, like do you go for like the simpler, smoother like halakhic formulation, or do you say no, that's it's simpler halakhically, but in terms of like the whole idea of bizoy, it really doesn't make sense to asa that.
I mean, that's a different, like, that's a further step. That's a further step.
No,
but honestly, what I was saying to you is that, you know, that if you're right, in a certain sense, it's going to be a question of, is it from the Gavra standpoint or the Nair standpoint? But in terms of saying what is Usser, you have to be able to define it in terms of the Nair. What can you and can't do? What can you do and what can't you do? What realm of Tashmish? Now you have to come back to the Nair and say, okay, so what realm of activities are Usser and what realm of activities are Mutter? Don't just say, you can't just say, well, if the Gavra is a Mavazah, then it's Usser. If the Gavra is not a Mavazah, then it's Mutter. You have to be able to bring it back and say that from the Gavra, you're putting the Nair into a category of Tashmish. And from the Cheftza, you put in the Nair into the category of Maisa. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I thought I was saying that the way to determine if the guy was a Navaza is what is his objective.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But what's the, you have to be able to give a formulation of the realm of activities that are Asr and the realm of activities that are Mutter. Not enough to say.
If the objective,
I understand.
Why
but
is
the
that
point
not a formulation?
Go ahead, formulate.
If the purpose of this simple formulation, if the purpose of the activity is l'shem mitzvah, right? It doesn't matter if the activity in isolation is not, but if its purpose is l'shem mitzvah, then the gavra's not a mavazah. That's the way he relates to this.
But that's a description. That's a description of a maisa that's not a bizoy. You're giving me parameters for when the maisa is not a bizoy, but what I'm saying, it would seem to say that the question is which realm of activities of the Nair does Bizoy exist in? Is it in terms of the realm of the Maisa of the Nair or the realm of the Tashmish of the Nair? In other words, is Bizoy in Maisa or is Bizoy in Tashmish? Is it a Bizoy because the Maisa is not L'shem Mitzvah? Or is it a Bizoy because the Tashmish is not L'shem Mitzvah? You know what I'm saying? You're right. You're right that the idea of Tashmish versus Maisa is going to be a difference of whether you're coming from the Gavra's frame standpoint or the Cheftza's standpoint. But to just say anything that the Gavra is doing that is for a mitzvah, therefore this is not a bizoy, is dancing around the point that you're viewing the Nair not as a cheftza in its own, but as an but as a kli tashmish of the gavra. So as long as all the kalim that the guy used for one thing is all kli tashmish for mitzvah, but you're not using it as but Rav would say that's very that you can't do because we have to look at the Nair as its own. That's very part of the very idea of Bizoy Mitzvah going to Rav, that the Nair is its own entity and it can't even be in the realm of the Tashmish of the Adam.
Right. Tashmish is, I mean, Tashmish, that category.
It's a loose word.
It's no, but I think, I mean, I was going to say the opposite, that like Tashmish is, it's a loose word, but it's a clear halachic category. Like you have Tashmishe Mitzvah.
Right.
Meaning like, right, like the.
Right. Right,
like it's not the mitzvah itself. It's a purely like a heksher almost. It's like
right.
A facility.
Right, when you said heksher, that was right. Right, but heksher is a type of a tashmish. Right.
But you see that tashmish in it.
No,
category.
You're right. Tashmish kedusha.
Yeah, tashmish kedusha.
Right. Correct.